Some Texas lawmakers are trying to make district attorneys prosecute anti-abortion law violations as crimes. Brett Jaspers with KERA reports.
Officials at all levels of government have long acknowledged prosecutors are constantly making judgment calls. Discretion is part of the job, as it is for police officers, judges, and other law enforcement. Then the U.S. Supreme Court eliminated federal abortion rights. Dozens of elected county prosecutors swiftly declared they'd use their discretion to not pursue abortion crimes.
I will never prosecute a doctor, a nurse, or a woman for exercising their right to choose.
That's Ryan Mears from Indianapolis. Here's Sherry Boston from DeKalb County, Georgia.
I am stating unequivocally that I'm going to use that same discretion not to prosecute these types of criminal offenses.
And in Texas, Jose Garza in Austin.
I don't want women who live in our community suffering or dying at home because they're too scared to go to the doctor.
But the stance of prosecutors in large Texas cities soon raised the ire of conservative state lawmakers. State Representative David Cook is a Republican from the Fort Worth area.
As a district attorney, you have a job which entails looking at all the cases that are brought in and judging each case on a case-by-case basis. And so if you're making blanket statements and giving blanket immunity, then you're not doing your job.
Now Cook has proposed a bill to ban district attorneys from having a policy, written or not, that limits the enforcement of any particular offense. The bill would set financial penalties and create a process for removing the prosecutor from office. It's one of many bills aimed at curbing local DAs. Several big city prosecutors in Texas are reluctant to talk about the legislation and declined interviews, but DA Mark Gonzalez of Nueces County in South Texas is talking. He said the announcement to not pursue abortion cases may have been too hasty.
The statement may have been the straw that broke the camel's back. It'd be smarter for us to move in silence, and I think that may have been something we didn't accomplish.
Gonzalez is facing an unrelated effort to remove him from office and has said he won't run for re-election. He sees the proposed legislation as part of a backlash against a more progressive approach to the criminal justice system.
No one was thinking of these things 10 years ago before a few guys got elected who maybe thought there were some issues that were wrong with the criminal justice system. There are.
Similar power struggles are playing out nationally. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis removed an elected Democratic prosecutor from office last year, claiming he didn't pursue certain crimes. Illinois' governor, a Democrat, recently said county sheriffs won't be in their job if they don't enforce a new requirement that owners of semi-automatic rifles register them.
There isn't just an interesting philosophical debate about where power should rest.
Ann Bowman is a professor at Texas A&M. She said a state can make it more difficult for a county with what it mandates.
There are all kinds of preemptions there that weren't there before. It's really a matter of basically a state wanting to control what's going on at the local level.
Yet not every local official gets blowback for bucking the state. Early in the COVID-19 pandemic, a group of Texas sheriffs refused to enforce the governor's mask mandate. Yet there was no proposal to make them follow that law. Experts say that's because sheriffs align more with the conservative leadership of the state. State Representative David Cook, however, said he's open to reining them in. Here he is again.
I have not filed a bill in that regard, but I certainly would not rule it out.
For the moment, though, bills targeting county district attorneys are what's on offer. The Statewide Association for DAs has told its members to take the proposals very seriously. For NPR News, I'm Brett Jaspers in Dallas.